I frankly think the major obstacle is lack of awareness. There was a Gallup poll last year that put the question, you know, polls get different results depending on exactly how they phrase the question. But this asked, you know, do you support or oppose, you know, government-funded health care like Medicare for All? I can't remember exactly how it was phrased. And they offered a third option that says, I don't have enough information to make a decision. 60% checked that box. Our main goal is education. We're not a political activist group. We can't support candidates. We can educate the public, and that's what we hope to do with this movie tonight.
Tonight at 7 o'clock. So what do you have to tell us about this film?
This is a very compelling documentary that was put together by a Philadelphia businessman who has a workforce of about 200 folks, and he was facing increasing difficulty, as almost every businessman in the country is, in affording his employee insurance coverage because, as everybody I think knows, healthcare costs in the country just keep rising inexorably. So he was so frustrated, he decided to take a deeper look. There's segments with a former head of the Medicare agency, CMS, a number of politicians, other businessmen, insurance executives, people who have left the private health insurance business and have some interesting tales to tell. So it basically kind of shows how we got where we are and what the problem is and what we might do about it.
So what is that solution?
Why we can't afford anything right now is because we're spending about 30 cents out of every healthcare dollar on administration. I don't think there's another industry in the world that spends 30% on paperwork. And the reason for that is this multiplicity of insurance companies, each with its own plan and bureaucracy and administration and rules and regulations and bonuses and just all sorts of complicated administration. No other country in the world does it this way. And I know a lot of people say, well, the United States always does things best. Well, this may be one example where we don't. And we've gotten in a situation where the free market is just not working in healthcare, as evidenced by the fact we're the largest drug market in the world, I mean, normal pharmaceutical prescription drugs, and we pay the world's highest cost. We pay an average of twice what other countries pay. And so the problem is pricing. But the biggest thing is this administrative overhead that can be eliminated completely in a single-payer system like Medicare. Medicare is a single payer. We all pay taxes and premiums and to Medicare, and it hands out the money. There's variations to this in every country, and of course we have the option of looking around and picking the one that might fit America best. But that's the problem, this administrative health care, the amount of savings that can be achieved by moving to a single-payer system is about twice what it's going to cost to expand coverage to everybody, to have no deductibles and copays, and to include things like prescription drugs. I mean, it sounds too good to be true. I mean, and I thought the same thing until I looked at the numbers. And it's really there.
Would that eliminate health insurance companies altogether?
It potentially would. Now, there's a lot of discussion about, well, could this be administered by private insurance companies? And that's why they do it in Germany and Japan and a bunch of other places where they have not-for-profit, highly regulated private insurance companies. So you can say, well, what's the difference? If they're going to be not-for-profit and highly regulated, maybe they may as well make a government agency, which is fine. And the other thing would be that a lot of countries have this national health insurance, and then if folks want to subscribe over and above that to get, you know, like maybe a private room or maybe there's separate hospitals or something like that, that's something that's, you know, still open for discussion. But the big concern is we don't want to end up with a two-tiered system where there's the haves and the have-nots. That's kind of what we have right now, is rationing based on ability to pay, not on any kind of rational system base.
And following the film, there will be a panel discussion with a few physicians.
Yes, there are several other area physicians and myself will be available to take questions from the audience because when we've done these in, with my group in North Carolina, there are always some very interesting questions that sometimes are more meaningful than just watching the movie itself. So, yeah, sometimes we go on for quite a while with audience questions and we'll be happy to do that tonight.
Well, thank you so much for your work, George Baumfalk, and for coming by KDNK to let people know about this screening tonight. People can RSVP at the Third Street Center's website.